stormy weather over a number of recent months has caused the Ballymote River to overflow on different occasions, leading to flooding along roads and premises. There is now an urgency for funding to be secured from the Office of Public Works to enable Sligo County Council to effectively develop anti-flooding measures. There are fears that if not addressed soon, more damage will be done to the local residents and businesses. Marty Underwood of Marty's Mechanics says something has to be done.
I'm based in Ballymote here, a little garage called Marty's Mechanics. Small business, opened in 2012, but we've had this ongoing issue with this back flood, water not going away quick enough. It's backlogging into my yard, and it's, to be honest with you, it's causing havoc at the minute. You know, extremely bad. The last storm that we had, it damaged 68 cars, you know, and that's just the reality of it. Like, but I've been, you know, I'm not the only one that's in this position. There's houses on the Sligo Road that are up past me on the left-hand side that go the whole way up to Francis McNulty's house, which got extremely bad there in the last storm, you know, and it's, you know, I've been on to, you know, loads of people in relation to this, and, you know, no one seems to know what, to be quite honest with you. Where it's blocked, how it's not going away quick enough, and you know it's getting to be a joke now, to be honest with you. You know, like I'm up to date. I pay all what I need to pay, commercial rates, everything like that. You know, and you know I just think now is the time. Something has to be done about it. It's ridiculous.
And I'm getting the sense just from chatting to you here right now that you don't strike me as someone who wants to kick up a fuss. Yeah, I'm getting the sense you just kind of want to do your job, get in, get out. That's it. And the fact is going on quite often now, that's not just a one-time occurrence, that you're feeling it's almost becoming on you at this point that you're going to have to kick up a little bit of a fuss just so something can get done.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, as I said to you, like, I'm a local Ballymote man, born and bred Ballymote man. It's something I was away in Australia. I came home to set up my business in 2012 when things were down at the time. And, you know, like, this is what I love doing. This is, you know, I love Ballymote, you know, like, and it's... things like this happen, you know, or keep occurring. It's ridiculous. Like, it got to a stage that I got I chatted to people about what we could do with clean the drain. No one really came back to me on the issue, so I took it upon myself out of my own pocket to bring in a digger to clean all the stream and rebuild the retaining wall up there higher than the that would try and slow the water coming in. And that was out of my own pocket, which cost about 10 grand out of my own pocket. You know, it's something needs to be done.
Local resident Frank McNulty says that his home has been directly impacted.
Well, what needs to happen is the river has run up in the front of my house. And what it goes in on the road, and the silt is building up on the road. And when a non-gush of water comes, it's not able to take it. During the summer, it was coming up in my lawn. And the last big flood, it was into the front door nearly.
And I guess that's the big concern, that it can affect people's businesses, it can affect your home, and in terms of making developments in the area, sure, why would a lot of people do the effort of making a development if they feel it's at risk of flooding?
Exactly. Like, and as I said, I'm getting older, I'm not able for this, you know, and getting the lawn flooded during the summer, trying to cut the lawn, and it was annoying.
And Sligo councillor Gerard Milani says he is making a case to resolve the situation.
Now, you've heard Marty. Marty is an employer that returned to Ballymote to set up a business and provide a service. And his business is threatened. And on the 22nd of November of last year, he had serious flooding here and he outlined himself the issues. And there's a number of residents in the same situation. And this is only going to get worse. And we can't ignore this problem. There's too much at stake. And the regional road was flooded on the 23rd of November as a result of the rain on the night of the 22nd. And we can't have the regional road flooded. We can't have business threatened. We can't have homes threatened. So I'll be making a strong case for an application to go to the OPW to secure funding to alleviate this flooding.